For more than a decade, John Ferris traveled through the streets of Fort Worth.
Working all your regular 911 calls and seeing all the things humans shouldn't see.
Trying to save people at the brink of death, he couldn't help but wonder,
how can I help prevent the 911 call?
This is a question that went against the very business model of MedStar until recently. It's a question most EMS companies don't talk about, because the more trips to the hospital, the more money the company makes. But it still mattered to Ferris. So sometimes, after stabilizing a patient in the back of the ambulance, he'd try and squeeze in a conversation about nutrition or hydration. He'd be lucky if he got 10 minutes to hear their story and offer advice for staying out of the ER. Now he gets a full hour with five patients each day.
We are getting in the car. What kind of car are we jumping in?
This is a Chevy Malibu.
Ferris still works for MedStar. He still carries a bag with a CPR kit and gauze and gloves, but he rides in a four-door sedan, not an ambulance. Ferris is what's called a community paramedic. It's his job to see the trickiest patients, the ones who keep landing back in the ER and are readmitted to the hospital. Since the Affordable Care Act, the government penalizes hospitals for readmissions. So these patients have the equivalent of a scarlet letter on their medical charts because they're costing hospitals across the country hundreds of millions of dollars. Ferris is trying to figure out why they keep returning. Today's second stop is at Sandra Guevara's apartment in Fort Worth. It's dark and the black curtains are closed. Guevara, who's in her early 30s, sits on her couch wrapped in a Dallas Cowboys blanket while she gets her blood pressure taken. Last year, she went to the emergency department more than 20 times, occasionally needing a ventilator to breathe.
My asthma's been going on since I was 14 years old. My anxiety triggers it when I go places, so I tend to shelter myself and stay home all the time.
While a few of those visits to the ER might have saved her life, Guevara says mostly they made her feel worse. Sometimes she'd get so upset she'd walk out.
I don't like going to the ER. And especially when they put me in a little bitty room and they want to keep me there for a whole day. I'll literally start crying and I'll start shaking and everything because I can't deal with it.
From our perspective in the emergency setting, we look at it and go, this is just a non-compliant patient that doesn't want to listen to us.
John Ferris says if you spend time with Guevara, you learn.
That's not the case. The mental health needs that she has tied in with her asthma, tied in with her allergic asthma, tied in with her clotting factor, tied in with all of this stuff together, even her dehydration, all of it together is combining factors to make her worse. And every time that she's went out of the hospital, she was back in a couple of days.
Ferris has helped Guevara modify her diet, convinced her to drink more water, and consistently take her medication. He's also made sure her doctors know what's going on and connected her to a psychiatrist.
So are we going to walk next time? If weather allows.
Taking walks with patients, setting up social services like Meals on Wheels, this is a major shift in emergency medicine. When MedStar first began enrolling patients for its mobile integrated healthcare program in 2009, it was one of the first in the country. Today, there are more than 260 similar programs.
So in general, there is data that shows that this is working, and the data comes in a couple of different forms.
Dr. Darren D'Agostino is Associate Dean of Community Medicine at UNT Health Science Center in Fort Worth. For example, he says patients with congestive heart failure who are paired with a community paramedic don't end up right back in the hospital.
Some programs are actually showing decreases of 80 to 90% readmission because the services that are needed are things that are not necessarily provided by the physician.
Everything from making sure a patient has the right medicine to calling the electricity provider to pay a bill and keep the lights on. Although early studies show managing chronic conditions like asthma and diabetes through community paramedicine can save money, D'Agostino says securing that initial funding is a major concern. Remember, right now, most emergency services are paid for ferrying patients to the hospital.
So what that's done is actually helped focus many of the programs on partnerships to allow for payment.
MedStar has partnered with JPS, Texas Health Resources, Baylor, and many more. It's also working with students at the Texas College of Osteopathic Medicine in Fort Worth, some of the first to experience clinical training with community paramedics like John Ferris to provide care for patients like Sandra Guevara. Care, she says, that goes far beyond typical medicine.
I really don't have a support system, so he gave me a little bit of support that I needed. I'm not going to lie. To me, it's like I have a friend that I could talk to now.
Lauren Silverman, KERA News.